Have you ever felt the crushing frustration of speaking and hearing nothing but silence in return? Not the kind of silence that signals deep listening, but the hollow emptiness of being ignored, dismissed, or talked over? That moment when you realize your voice, your ideas, your needs, your very presence has somehow become invisible in a room full of people. This isn't just annoying. It's a crisis that affects every dimension of our lives, from our closest relationships to our professional success, from our physical health to our sense of purpose in the world. We live in a paradox. We're more connected than ever, yet genuine communication has become startlingly rare. We mistake the ping of notifications for connection, confuse broadcasting opinions for conversation, and wonder why we feel increasingly alone. The truth is stark. Most of us never learned to use our most powerful tool, our voice, or to practice our most essential skill, listening. These aren't minor gaps in our education. They're gaping holes that undermine our happiness, effectiveness, and well-being every single day. Sound hijacks your body instantly. Your 70% water composition makes you an excellent conductor of vibration. Sudden noises trigger fight or flight before conscious thought. That ambient office chatter you've tuned out, it's draining your cognitive bandwidth. Nearby conversations reduce thinking capacity by up to two-thirds because your brain automatically processes language. The WHO ranks noise pollution as the second largest global health threat. But sound's power cuts both ways. Ocean waves slow your breathing. Birdsong signals safety to your ancient brain. Your favorite song shifts your emotional landscape through multiple pathways: physiological arousal, emotional contagion, visual imagery, episodic memory, even violated or confirmed musical expectations. Communication isn't the straight line most imagine. This linear model misses the crucial third player: context. Communication forms a circle. How you listen affects how others speak to you, and how you speak affects how others listen. This circular relationship reveals why becoming a powerful speaker, paradoxically, requires becoming a better listener first. When you create space through genuine attention, others naturally speak more clearly, honestly, and powerfully. Listening creates understanding, the foundation of democracy, relationships, and connection. The best salespeople and leaders aren't the loudest, they're exceptional listeners. Even your inner world depends on listening. You are not your critical inner voice, you are the one listening to it. This separation gives you control to evaluate thoughts rather than automatically believing them. Four emotional parasites drain communication power. Looking good makes you say, "I know," to block learning. Being right transforms conversations into zero-sum games. People-pleasing equates worth with approval, forcing you to say yes when you mean no. Fixing makes you unable to tolerate others' discomfort, preventing necessary emotional expression. These spawn seven deadly sins: gossip, condemning, negativity, complaining, excuses, exaggeration, and dogmatism. Certain words sabotage too. Should delivers judgment, just minimizes, but negates what precedes it, you made me surrenders power. Maximizers like always and never escalate conflicts instantly. Six adversaries, agents, work against communication: assumptions, generalizations, emotions, noise, time, and semantics. Behind all barriers lurks one fundamental emotion: fear. Your voice is the only part of you that extends beyond your physical body, your breath projected into the world. Throughout history, powerful speakers inspired people to build monuments, overthrow systems, and create movements using only this instrument. Yet most people receive zero training in using it effectively. Your voice begins with posture. Text neck, that forward head position from screens, physically strains your vocal cords. Breath provides the fuel. Most people breathe shallowly rather than taking deep, rib-expanding breaths. Diaphragmatic breathing, feeling your stomach expand on inhale, is the foundation of powerful speaking. The human voice has four registers, like gears in a vehicle. Your modal register, particularly chest voice, delivers maximum authority. Vocal fry, that croaky sound from relaxed vocal cords, makes you sound less trustworthy and competent. Prosody, melodic variations in pitch, rhythm, emphasis, and timbre, communicates sense and emotion. Without it, you sound monotonous. Volume control creates dynamic contrast. But the most powerful tool is the one speakers fear most, silence. Strategic pauses create emphasis, eliminate nervous fillers, and give you authority. Four cornerstones support powerful speaking, forming the acronym HAIL: honesty, authenticity, integrity, and love. Honesty means clarity without falsehood. Avoid obscure words meant to impress. Keep sentences short, use active voice, choose simple words, be specific, and make goals SMART. Authenticity means being yourself rather than adopting different personas. This chameleon-like behavior exhausts you, and listeners detect the artifice. Stand in your own truth. Integrity means being your word. When you say something will happen, it does. Consistent actions backing up words earn respect. A simple apology with a plan to prevent recurrence repairs broken integrity. Love means loving kindness, wishing others well. When speaking comes from this place, the other elements flow naturally. Public speaking isn't about seeking approval, which feels contrived. Focus on the gift you're giving your listeners. This shift transforms nervous energy into generous presence. Listening is a skill requiring conscious practice. Seven techniques develop mindful listening abilities. Silence serves as the baseline for all sound. Without gaps, words and musical notes would be meaningless. The mixer practice involves identifying individual components within complex soundscapes. Savoring treats, hearing like taste, becoming discerning about what you experience and seeking enjoyable sensory encounters. Listening with our ears, eyes, and heart makes us conscious. Looking at the person matters. Being seen to pay attention is as important as paying attention itself. Listening with your heart means practicing empathy. Listening from different positions helps you move beyond default filters. Listening for specific content means actively mining for particular information, affirmation, vital facts, similarities, inspiration, solutions. Rasa provides a framework for effective conversation. Receive, give full attention, appreciate, provide feedback cues, summarize, use so to confirm understanding, and ask, pose relevant questions. Rasa is Sanskrit for juice, the essence you extract from truly engaging with someone. Powerful speaking and listening demand full consciousness. Most poor presentations stem from speakers on autopilot or lacking mindful preparation. Whether addressing one person or hundreds, you owe your audience complete awareness of your stance, expressions, gestures, words, and vocal tools. Public speaking offers a precious opportunity to elevate your mindfulness, breaking free from the half-asleep state that screens induce. The scrutiny of an audience pushes you toward greater consciousness, not just for better presentations, but for living more fully awake. In a world mistaking notifications for connection and broadcasting for conversation, reclaiming the ancient arts of speaking and listening represents a revolutionary act. These aren't professional polish. They're the foundation of meaningful human connection, civil society, and personal fulfillment. The journey begins with a simple choice, becoming conscious of how you speak and listen, moment by moment. In a world that's forgotten how to truly hear, your voice, clear, honest, authentic, and kind, might be exactly what someone desperately needs. Your listening, deep, generous, and fully present, might finally make someone feel seen. This is how we rebuild connection, one conscious conversation at a time.